And that would help. So for the uninitiated, will you tell us just a little bit about what For the Many does?
Sure. For the Many is a political grassroots organization working in the Hudson Valley to make sure that New York works for all of us, not just the elite, greedy few. We have offices in Newburgh, Middletown, Poughkeepsie, and Kingston. So join us.
Yeah, you've done some incredible work. You know, I know a lot of folks in Kingston might know about the cap on the amount of Airbnbs that are allowed to and short-term rentals that are allowed to be created in town, which has really helped with the ongoing housing crisis. And that was one of your initiatives.
Yeah, it was called Homes Are Not Hotels. And our whole thing is saying that we have a housing crisis, not a crisis of houses. It's really important to make sure that any rental stock is being sent to people that actually plan to live here long term, not just for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys also do a lot of great work with tenants' rights in the area.
Yeah, we do. I actually run the Tenant Help Power Hotline. That phone number is 845-481-0882. You can call anytime, leave us a message with any 10 issues you're having. We'll go back to you with some recommendations, some things about your rights, some recommendations you don't maybe haven't thought of yet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's so good to know what your rights are, and I think a lot of us don't necessarily. So it's great to have this resource very accessible in our community to just tell us our rights and what we can do for ourselves.
Yeah, I always say if you don't know your rights, you might as well not have them at all, because if you don't know them, you can't execute them.
Can't use them.
Exactly.
Yeah. ForTheMany.org is the website, easy to remember, and you guys have a fundraiser that has just kicked off today.
We sure do. We're trying to raise $100,000 in a week, and we really need some help from you guys, so please, it's ForTheMany.org/donate. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, talk to us about our policies and what we're working on. We'd love to connect people with our fights.
Yeah. Do you have any specific goals for what the money from the fundraiser is going to go towards?
It goes to funding our org. We do so much work. We do community meetings in all of our turfs once a month. We do canvases every week. We do phone banks every week. We do hotlines every week. We have a lot of fights that we really need funding for. So it's so important we can get our funding from our neighbors and our community members. That's what grassroots is about. It's about not taking money from corporations, taking money from people that we help and work with. That way we owe them something. You know, we don't owe Big Oil or Big Pharma anything. We owe our neighbors something.
Yeah, which I think we can all agree. Like, that is the model of the world that we would like to see.
Correct, yeah.
Because I think we can all agree that, you know, corporations and politicians currently in power are not really interested in helping the people.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. And they, yeah, I mean, that's not what they're about. They're about taking money from big corporations and big people and helping them out with their tax returns. It's not what we're about at all.
Yeah, yeah. And we were talking off the air, you know, it can feel really overwhelming to see all of the problems that exist in society and to want to do something to change it, but to feel as though you as an individual are powerless. And that's where community organization comes in, which can also be daunting for somebody who's never been involved. But, you know, really all you have to do is go to For the Many, get involved with you guys, and you can put us to work.
Exactly. I always tell people, I'm like, you're worried, you're anxious, come talk to me, because I'll plug you into whatever you're anxious about. I'll find a solution for you. I promise I will. We do things every week in all of the turf. So if you're in Orange County, Sullivan County, Dutchess County, Ulster County, or you want to travel any of those counties, we want to help you. We want to help plug you into the fights that we already have going on, like Good Cause Eviction, ETPA, HVPA, Hudson Valley Power Authority. We have so many things we want to share with y'all. You got to like just step up and be like, hey, I'm not feeling good at what's going on in the world. How do I get involved? Come talk to us. We will exactly plug you in. That's great. We have an organization. We already have all stuff set up. Just plug yourself in anywhere you can.
Yeah. Hudson Valley Power Authority is a really, really cool initiative that you have going on right now. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I would love to. It's so exciting. It's actually a bill written by Sarah Hanna Shrestha and Michelle Hinchy. They're both in AD 103. Across the river. So they, AD 103 spans both sides of the river, my mistake.
I don't even know what that is.
So. It's Assembly District. It's okay.
You're way ahead of me.
Yeah. So Hudson Valley Power Authority is a great bill that would make Central Hudson a public utility, like how our water and our sewage public utilities too. Because right now, Central Hudson's run by a Canadian company because in Canada they're not allowed to make profit off of the utilities. They said, oh, go America and do it there.
Oh my God.
And they have done that here. So yeah, everyone everyone across political spectrum has problems Central Hudson. So it's a really good intro to be like, hey, D Central Hudson, come talk to us about it, because we want to help you get it a public utility. That would remove the profit incentive for Central Hudson and make a public utility, so they would have no profit incentives to price gouge people anymore. And any profit they made would go back into the infrastructure and improving it. And the way that they would do that would be by making a board of trustees made up of people that are like experts in the field, scientists, workers there, etc. And they would be in charge of setting the rates there.
Yeah.
And it's actually been done in a town called Messina. It's in North Country in New York. And they have really great success. They love it over there. In fact, in that town, there's like a divide in this town. And the part of it that doesn't have the public utility, they can't get anyone to move there. Because they're like, oh, moving there, the electric is so expensive over there, so bring it over here.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I think, like you said, across the political spectrum, we can all agree on. You know, how many times have you had the conversation with somebody like, hey, isn't Central Hudson a monopoly? Isn't that not supposed to be allowed?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we really have to realize that we have to really take the action to our own hands and find representatives like Sarah Hanna and Michelle Hinchey who actually care about us and want to help us out and listen to their constituents and do something about it. So it's super important to actually get involved with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, these are people who make themselves accessible. You know, you can go to meetings and you can ask them questions if you have concerns. You know, you're not being blocked out of this process in any way.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so important to know your representatives, to actually know how to get in touch with them, know how to talk to them, and know that you can talk to them. If they don't listen to you anymore, find someone else to run for that seat.
Yeah, there you go. Or run yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. For the Many is the organization we're talking about, and there are tons of ways to get involved. You're always, I'm sure, looking for volunteers.
Always. Yeah, we really pride ourselves on building a really robust multiracial community of members. So if you're thinking of getting involved, contact me. My email is Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, at forthemany.org, or go to forthemany.org and plug into one of our meetings we have. It's so crucial to get involved and make yourself known, to be like, hi, I'm here. I'm a community member. I want to know what I can do.
Yeah. And again, these are actions that have direct results. You know,
exactly.
I think it can feel, you know, really hopeless, and it can feel like, you know, what's the point in getting involved because nothing ever gets achieved. But that's, mm-hmm. you know, demonstrably not the case. You know, you guys have had a number of victories over the years, and I think, you know, HVPA is another one that's coming down the line.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We have things like good cause eviction, ETPA, which is rent control. We have homes and hotels. We fight for so much good stuff, and it's really important that you get involved with it as well.
Yeah, and the more community support and the more awareness there is of these initiatives, the easier they are to get passed.
Exactly. I always say, united we bargain, divided we beg.
Yeah.
It's super easy to ignore one person saying, I want this. It's impossible to ignore a group of 100 people saying, we need this, we demand this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think, again, across the political spectrum, we can all agree that, like, we need some unity. We need some causes that we can all unite behind that are not, you know, talking points, right wing, left wing. Like, these are just things that help people.
Yeah. And for the minute, we don't organize left, right. We organize top, bottom.
Yeah.
If you look at the actual makeup of America and New York, it's like, you know, most people are working class or working poor. So it's so important to be like, I don't care if you're left or right, because that's ideology. It's important to be like, how much money do you have? Are you Social Security? Are you on any benefits? Do you want Central Hudson to be a monopoly? It's important to ask those questions to get to the root of what actually improve people's material conditions, material lives, and get them to realize that, like, we're not the enemy. We're trying to help them understand their power and step into that fully.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's not crackpot of me to say that the left-right divide has been deliberately manufactured to divide the working class.
Correct. It has been deliberately exploited to turn working class into each other, to be like, your progressive prices are too high because illegal migrants, your schools aren't safe because of these minority. That's actually not the case at all. All the problems come down to the greedy elites in the country thinking they deserve everything and we deserve nothing.
Yeah. I always liked the slogan that the only dangerous minority is the rich.
Amen to that. Yeah. That's such a good one. I'm going to take that one. That's really good.
I didn't make it up, but I like it.
I'm still going to use it.
chatting with Jenna from For the Many. ForTheMany.org. The fundraiser is going on now. And what are some, I imagine ForTheMany.org is the easiest way to donate.
Yes, it is. You go ForTheMany.org/donate. There's a donate button at the top of the page there, I think. Yeah, it's super easy. You can make a monthly donation. You can make a one-time donation. Whatever amount, we love to see it. Because like I said, we don't take money from big corporations. We spend the year talking to people and raising money from individual members, so we don't, we're only beholden to the community members that we help.
Yeah. And of course, you know, perfectly understandable that not everybody is in a position to make donations. If you would like to help out anyway, if you can volunteer your time, that's wonderful. If you can even just share the message, share the fundraiser on your social media or directly with your friends, that's also incredibly helpful, I'm sure.
Exactly. We do a fundraiser training twice a year where we help our community members that want to do fundraising. We help train them in a really, really great way at For the Many. And we're able to help them understand how to ask people to donate, how to follow up with them correctly, and how to really make an impact. So if you want to do that, email me too. I'll get you links to the person that will do it with you as well.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess anything else we should know about For the Many while we're here?
It's a great org, and please reach out if you have any thoughts about anything, if you're nervous or something, if you want to know our opinion on something, please let us know. We want to talk to you. We want to help you out. We want to see what we can do to help you help yourself, really.
Oh, yeah. And do you have any upcoming meetings that are open to the public?
We sure do. I'm leading our next Ulster County Community Meeting is in Kingston on 12/12. We're also having a Middletown meeting and a Dutchess County meeting. I'm not sure those exact dates right now. You can check our website. It's all on there. But yeah, it's so important to just come show up. We have good food. We have a good presentation. We talk to each other. It's really a good time to feel some solidarity.
Yeah. And again, don't feel like, you know, I'm not going to fit in there for one reason or another. If you agree with anything we've been talking about, mm-hmm. just come check it out.
Yeah. And you don't have to be extra anything. We lead a canvas every week. We lead phone banks every week. Come and just show up 15 minutes early and we'll train you on it and you'll feel really good. We always have really good snacks too. I think it's crucial to know. Yeah.
ForTheMany.org. The fundraising deadline is December 9th. This is a short and powerful fundraiser. So if you can help out either by donating or by spreading the word, we really appreciate it. ForTheMany.org. Jenna, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, MK. Appreciate it.
Got some Patti Smith for you guys. People Have the Power on 98.1 KZE.